Hey, it's Paul. January 22nd, 2026. What I worked on. Today was a launch day, which means it was also a things broke immediately day. Dialects went live at dialects.io, and the first thing that happened was every request got blocked with a 403 forbidden error. Turns out I'd written a rack attack rule weeks ago to block scrapers, seemed reasonable for an internal tool, and it was now blocking all legitimate traffic to my public marketing site. Commented it out, redeployed, and we were back. Beyond that crisis, I built out the Stripe subscription system for Dialects, created an editorial API endpoint in Authexis so my dashboard can pull pipeline metrics, fixed a bunch of iOS app bugs, shipped podcast infrastructure for the blog, and spent way too many iterations fixing Stellaris modding syntax for Phantasmagoria. Oh, and I built a print-ready HTML template for consulting one-pagers because pages wouldn't cooperate. Scattered day. But there's a thread running through it. What I learned. Here's the thing about reasonable defaults. They're reasonable for a context. And context changes. That rack saw attack rule blocking scrapers. It made perfect sense when I wrote it. I was building an internal tool. I didn't want bots hitting my endpoints, so I blocked requests without user agents or from curl and wget. Done. Defensive programming. Good practice. Except then I decided to launch publicly, and suddenly block anything that looks like a script meant block half the internet. The rule that protected yesterday became the blocker today. This happens constantly in software, and I think we underestimate how much. You make a decision that's correct given what you know, you encode it in code, and then circumstances shift and that decision becomes wrong. But the code doesn't know circumstances shifted. It just keeps enforcing the old decision. The real answer isn't be more careful about defaults or anticipate future use cases. You can't anticipate what you don't know yet. The answer is monitoring and iteration. Ship fast, watch what breaks, fix it. That 403 error taught me more in 5 minutes than weeks of speculation would have. What's interesting is how this connects to something else I was working on today, the editorial dashboard. I built a command that aggregates content status across three systems: Notion for ideas, Authexis for writing in progress, and the Hugo blog for scheduled posts. And the first thing it showed me was that I have 83 overdue drafts. 83 posts from years ago with draft true that were never cleaned up. Each one represents a decision deferred. Publish it, delete it, or reschedule it. But without visibility, the problem stays invisible and grows. Those drafts accumulated one at a time, each one reasonable in the moment. I'll finish this later. And collectively, they became a mess. So here's the pattern I'm seeing. Reasonable decisions accumulate into unreasonable situations. The rack. Attack rule was one reasonable decision that blocked everything. The overdue drafts were 83 reasonable deferrals that became a maintenance burden. Neither problem was visible until something forced me to look. This is why dashboards matter more than I used to think. Not because they tell you what to do, they don't, but because they make the accumulated state visible. You can't fix what you can't see. The other big insight from today came from building print materials. I needed to create a one-pager for consulting services, and pages wouldn't do what I needed. InDesign wouldn't launch. Affinity was inscrutable. So I built it in HTML and CSS. And here's what surprised me. HTML won, not because it was the best tool, but because it was the most modifiable tool. Make headlines Libre Baskerville, add one line of CSS, logo outside the blue box, restructure one div, 0.25-inch margins for print on demand, change two numbers. We didn't know about print on demand margins until mid-design. We didn't know the logo placement until seeing the first version. Each discovery would have cost 10 minutes in pages. In HTML, it cost 30 seconds. The iteration speed matters more than the initial tool choice. Pages would have been faster to start, but slower to refine. And when you're dialing in requirements that emerge during work, which is always that refinement speed compounds. And this connects back to the Stellaris modding I was doing today. I spent 4 iterations fixing situation approach modifiers because I didn't know the correct syntax. The documentation was wrong, my assumptions were wrong, and I only learned the right way by trying things and reading error logs. Attempt 1, invalid modifier situation monthly progress speed. Okay, that modifier doesn't exist. Attempt 2, unexpected token monthly progress. Okay, that syntax isn't valid in approach blocks. Attempt 3, referring to a non-existent approach. Okay, I'm generating modifiers for approaches that don't exist in some situations. Attempt 4, finally clean. Each failure was a teacher. Each error message told me something the documentation didn't. Production teaches faster than speculation. What's interesting? There's a tension I keep bumping into between smart systems and dumb systems. When I built the editorial API endpoint today, I had a choice. I could make a smart endpoint that returns pre-grouped counts, essays by stage, newsletters by status, all the aggregation done server-side, or I could make a dumb endpoint that returns raw records and lets the client aggregate however it wants. I went dumb. And here's why. The client knows better what it needs than the server does. Today, the dashboard wants to group by stage and type. Tomorrow, it might want to filter by date range or calculate velocity metrics or group by something I haven't thought of yet. If the server decides the aggregation, the client has to either live with it or I build more endpoints. If the server stays dumb, the client stays flexible. The trade-off is bandwidth and client complexity. But for less than 1,000 records, that's not a real constraint yet. This same pattern showed up in the iOS app work, and the web UI can use Action Mailbox and form uploads for transcript submission because it controls the full stack. iOS needs a structured JSON API. When you build web first, it's easy to accidentally couple to web-specific infrastructure. Then when you add a second client, you're retrofitting an API that feels like an afterthought. The better pattern is API first, but that requires discipline to build infrastructure you're not using yet. And that's hard to justify when you're moving fast. So you end up with this drift between what the web can do and what other clients need, and the gaps between them reveal assumptions about who controls the flow. The web UI assumed it was the only client. The API had to be retrofitted when that assumption broke. What I find interesting is that these aren't technical problems. They're problems of premature commitment. You commit to a structure, a security rule, a draft status, an API design, and then circumstances change and the commitment becomes a constraint. The only real solution is to stay aware that every decision is provisional. Not in a wishy-washy, nothing is certain way, but in a practical, this will probably need to change way. Build systems that are easy to modify. Make state visible so you notice when it drifts. Ship fast so you learn what's actually true. Looking forward. Tomorrow, Dialex actually launches publicly. Blog post, social media, the whole thing. The Stripe integration works. The trial system is live. And now we find out if anyone wants this enough to pay $49 a month. I set a decision point for end of week. 0 to 5 signups means focus on consulting. 20 or more means keep building. 100 plus means this is real. The trial timer starts the clock. In 2 weeks, either someone pays or the product doesn't work. That's intentional pressure. No more building in a vacuum. The editorial dashboard needs work too. Those 83 overdue drafts need a review workflow, something that shows each one with context and prompts. Publish, delete, or reschedule. Bulk operations on a filtered set. And I should probably implement the WASH pipeline skill I designed today. The spec is done, the plan is written, it's just execution now. But honestly, the main thing I'm thinking about is whether the patterns I'm seeing hold up. Reasonable decisions accumulating into unreasonable situations, iteration speed mattering more than initial tool choice, dumb systems staying flexible while smart systems calcify. These feel true, but I've been wrong before. We'll see what tomorrow teaches.